This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we start a new week on the podcast. It's Monday. By the way, we are, hello, Al.
Oh, hi, Jerry.
We are now less than 3 weeks away from Christmas Day.
Yes, I've started doing some online Christmas shopping.
I hope some people start doing some calendar shopping, I got to tell you.
You need some calendar shopping?
I have a lot of firewood.
All right. So order Jerry's calendar. It's a great stocking stuffer. It's a good gift to give your work colleagues.
There you go.
People you like, people you don't like. Everyone would love one.
And we give money to Boomer's charity.
And exactly, Jerry. So yes, more calendar shopping. Less. Yeah. It doesn't feel like Christmas.
No, it doesn't.
Even we're sitting here in Christmas decorations.
So I had this conversation with Kim the other day. It doesn't, and I think part of it is we don't go out anymore.
Yeah.
You don't get the whole shot, and we can complain about it all we want. But when you go out and you're in the crowds and you're hearing the Christmas music and you see the stores decorated, that's why I said the other day, and I mean it, Dunkin' Donuts is probably where I get the best feel of Christmas now.
It's all done up.
They change the seasons with the different drinks that they have, the specialty drinks. But you're right. Like, it's December 5th. I haven't gone to one store yet.
Not only that, like yesterday or Saturday, we had nothing to do, Gina and I. She's like, you want to go to the mall? I go, no. Like,
right. Why would I want to do that? Right.
She was, you want to go Christmas shopping at the mall? I said, no.
There's your answer. So there's no feel to it because
you're
not in the middle of it. So, and by the way, in time for Christmas, I did send you the picture. I did make some Al and Jerry Coffee House hoodies.
Oh, good. They're up there on the website?
Yeah. And coffee. I thought they're cool looking.
They're fun. Al's Boring Coffee or Al and Jerry's Boring Coffee and Kick-Ass Wi-Fi shirts?
Kick-Ass Wi-Fi.
Are they in hoodie form or t-shirts?
Both.
Oh.
And mugs.
Wow.
I had time. I was having fun. I have a blast with this
you
website.
You enjoy making those.
It's fun. It doesn't mean we're going to sell any, but it's fun.
All right. Go check those out. Recco Sports,
there
LLC.
There you go. Look at you. Click on the merchandise tab.
Is it Recco Sports or Recco Sports LLC?
RecoSports.com.
.com.
My business is the LLC.
Got it.
I actually have the website without it.
Okay. So. Now, earlier, I don't know if this was on the air or off the air, you had mentioned you watched the Howard Stern, Bruce Springsteen interview on HBO.
HBO Max, yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I heard it on SiriusXM, so I didn't watch it. And I watched clips on YouTube.
He looks like Robert De Niro.
Bruce does. Yeah, you're right. Did they do any behind the scenes, like walking into the building, Bruce walking down the hallway, Bruce afterwards?
They had him, it opened with Bruce tuning a guitar.
Okay.
And then it kind of went right into it. And then at the end, there might have been stuff at the end. But after 2 hours and four, I had enough. It was over. I turned it off. So I don't know if they showed some footage at the end.
That's something I'd be interested in. Because SiriusXM themselves, when they record interviews, the video's up on the app as well. Like, I could have watched that whole interview.
Mm.
So I didn't know if, because it was on HBO, if they did a little something extra.
Maybe at the end.
And you enjoyed it?
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it a great deal, actually. Bruce is weird.
How so?
He's got that awkward laugh.
He cannot take a compliment. He laughs at a compliment.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
especially in the beginning of the interview.
It felt uncomfortable to me.
Yeah.
At first. But when he gets talking and everything, it was interesting from the standpoint of there were certain songs that clearly meant a lot to him, that he wrote them from the heart. And then there are other songs as he said, yeah, this was nonsense. It's like I took a rhyming vocabulary book and just made a song.
Oh, yeah. What's
Blinded
that song?
By
Blinded by the Light, yeah.
And then I saw the part you were talking about when he mentions Patty, and he's like, you know, you're going to have to do a lot of apologizing to her in here. And Stern's face was like, oh, boy. And then they panned to to Robin real quick, who's still home, and she was like, "What?" It was interesting. It was great though.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I love when anybody is there with like the setup in that with the guitar and piano and being interviewed. So it's not like interview song.
No.
Like, it was, as he was talking, he's like, oh, yeah, no, I did it like this on the piano.
I thought it was good. And the other one, you mentioned the fact how Howard was trying to be a psychotherapist.
Yeah, always.
Which I probably would have picked up on, but I really was locked in on it because you had kind of told me about it already. But what I was not ready for was Bruce entertained it and really talked to him.
Yeah.
I was like, I was pretty open about this. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a very quick 2 hours and 40 minutes, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, I love any older person looking back and talking.
Yeah.
I'm in. Set me up for a podcast for that, and I'm interested.
Yeah, I agree. A successful person who's had a lot of experience over the last 40-something years.
Yeah, I think they bring an interesting perspective
to
life.
I did not know he was married before got married. I had no idea.
Yeah, in fact, he cheated on his wife with Patty.
Oh, he didn't. They didn't say that.
No, of course that never comes up.
No,
that doesn't come up in the book. Didn't come up.
So that's well known though.
Yeah, because what happened was he got married in like 86. He put out the record Tunnel of Love in 87. They go on tour, and she's in his backing band. And when they were in Europe, the magazines there caught them canoodling.
Oh, is that true?
Together, yeah.
Well, it's the same old thing. How would you not?
But he could have also been going through the divorce at the time. It's blurry. I know this. It doesn't ever come up.
Do you think, and I mean this, if you worked with someone of the opposite sex that was very attractive, closely, every day, traveled with them a little bit, and there was a clear attraction, like you were into this girl, just because it just...
Right, you clicked as a unit.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Like, I it's weird to sit there and say, like, I understand, because I've never been in that situation, but I kind of do, like...
Yeah, luckily, Jerry, we work with all men at all times.
100%, yeah. I mean, that, again, everything is the position you put yourself in.
Right.
We have no position to put ourselves in.
Correct.
Unless one of us is gay and we don't know it. There's not...
Two people to be gay.
Well, true. But I'm saying, like, we don't even have, like... Now with the way things are, there's no females even walking around this place.
Right.
Very few. You know, a couple of sales girls, but we never see.
Never see.
But, like, it's the position you put yourself in or you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. Like, I could see how that... Now you're talking about traveling.
Yep.
Drinks, late nights,
high energy.
Yeah.
Not only that, she was his foil on stage for the romantic songs.
Right.
Yeah. Like they acted.
It's kind of, what was the country singer who married the girl? Oh, man. God. The movie was made after him. Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife. I mean, granted, I know how the story played out, and she looked after him. But again, he's successful. She's attractive. Side by side in a very intimate setting every night on the road, hotels. I mean, give me a break.
Well, this is we're looking at the newscasters. Good Morning America.
That we were talking about,
right?
But yeah, very difficult for men and women to be friends. I've always said that. Very. It's not that it can't happen. It can.
It can.
It's difficult.
I'm always suspect though of people that are, like, if they're attractive.
Yeah. Right.
You can't be that close friends with them.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yep. That's interesting about Bruce. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the one thing that doesn't get talked about with his... He did that book where he was very open and honest, but barely a thing in there about that first marriage, other than I was married and immature and wasn't ready for it, but nothing untoward about it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep. What else do I have here, Jerry? Oh, here's something that I noticed bugs me while listening to talk shows.
Everything.
Mostly. This goes for talk shows and podcasts like Joe Rogan. And you do it, I do it, Boomer does it, Gio does it, Carton and Roberts, we all do it. Looking things up on air.
I did that this morning.
Right. It bugs me when I'm listening to it.
I don't disagree with you, but I also know it's better than when we're having the conversation and something pops up.
Yeah.
In the middle of a conversation. It's not like we didn't prepare or, you know, like, what was it today? Today was the quarter thing, the Cowboys and the
Most points scored in a quarter.
Right. And you asked me a question I didn't know the answer to. So rather than have people screaming at us on social media, which would have happened, and we would have come back and corrected ourselves after the break, very quickly to just, it's Google. It's so simple. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know why it bugs me. Maybe more so with Joe Rogan, because they're always asking the producer, Jamie.
Who's Rogan's producer?
Jamie is his name.
It's Jamie.
Google that. Yeah, it's always like, Jamie, pull this. And they're constantly playing long things on YouTube, which I don't. It's like, Jamie, bring that up. Let's listen to this. It's like, oh my gosh, it goes on. Because it's not, because they're doing it on the fly, it's not edited where you would go through the tape, edit it, and play the relevant parts.
Yeah. But that's also because he can.
Yeah.
You know, you going to stop listening?
No, but I will tell you this. The last two podcasts I've turned off after 90 minutes.
Listen to what you just said. He still hooked you in for 90 minutes. My God, right. Man.
Yeah.
God, that's not a podcast. That's a freaking show.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then another thing, which we've talked about here, but I got another taste of it, which is I want things to be fixed that I know are never going to be fixed.
Okay.
In broadcasting. I'll go football in particular. I know it happens in baseball, happens in all the sports. But football is very, there's no point to listen to on the radio, the football pregame show. All it is there for
is to sell sponsorship.
Is a conduit for commercial, mm-hmm. commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Giants one on the other day, and I know the Giants, we just put it on our air, but the Giants sell it. The Giants pay us, and the Giants sell the commercials, the sponsorships. So I feel like I could say this, Jerry, because it's the Giants.
The same way we pay the Yankees, which is why the weather is sponsored.
Right.
The On Deck Circle is sponsored. The microphone is sponsored. Got to make that money back.
All right, so the Giants have, and they must have 9 people doing the pregame. It's all guys, none of which I've heard of, other than John Schmelk.
There's Lance Meadow,
John Schmelk. There's 3 other guys. I'm like,
are there?
Yeah. And all they're doing is telling you what's sponsored by what.
Yeah. I have not listened to a Giant. I have not in a car usually.
And then go to commercial. And then, so then yesterday.
By the way, real quick,
yeah.
As someone that did that pregame show back in 2004, I will tell you that the hardest part of doing that pregame show is having all your sponsorships lined up and not missing them.
Yeah.
And then the content, really, it's true, is really secondary. That sounds crazy, but that's true.
And this is going back as far, when I was selling commercials for the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Yeah.
That was like 1997, 98. They would say to us, whatever you want to sponsor.
Sponsor it.
It will be sponsored.
Yeah.
Here's some suggestions, but if you've got another idea, we'll make it work.
Yeah, I believe it.
And it just makes it so difficult. So, sometimes you're excited. I was excited yesterday for, pregame. I happened to be in the car, so I was like, oh, let me put on FAN or let me see what's going on. And it's just like, well, I don't want to be a sucker here, but that's all this is. Then, during the games, I went up to take a shower during the late window.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have Sirius XM and I have an Alexa in my bathroom.
Which game did you put on?
I was put on Chiefs Bengals.
Yep.
So I used the Chiefs broadcast. And that too, it's like the minute you don't give anything time to breathe and have an enjoyable moment. So it's like, touchdown, Kansas City, brought to you by... You're brought to me by something? Can I enjoy the touchdown?
Yeah.
Before we brought to you by everything?
I hear you.
It's so hard, but they're never going to change it because there's no competition.
It's going to get worse.
There's not, if I was able to compete against that, and be on the other Kansas City station.
Which you can't.
Right. And I could do that and do it without all the sponsorships. But I also don't know like how these companies have the money to...
But don't you think, too, though, people that listen to us, I mean, we have 18 minutes of commercials in an hour. My update sponsored. Moment of the Day is sponsored.
Yeah.
You know, Breaking News sponsored. The Hotline sponsored.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's about revenue, especially in a time where this business is having trouble generating revenue. It's annoying to the listener.
Yeah.
It's also what it is.
Right. But why can't we?
Because you would have to charge a premium, fewer commercials, charge more money per sponsor. But even if you do that, then you're going to say, you know, we do have some extra inventory. We could get a sneak in a couple bucks here.
Right.
No one will be satisfied. They'll keep trying to fill.
Right. It's like they even say on Red Zone, commercial free. But it's not. The Mercedes-Benz
break free.
Drive of the game. Say.
Yes.
Like they do different things.
Correct. It's break free. It's not commercial free.
Right.
It is absolutely not commercial free. There's a lot of sponsored elements.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
And nothing bugs me more than the SiriusXM game day.
I agree. Especially when you have the ability to just fade up a game.
Right, put a game
on. That should be your break.
I'm paying for that channel.
And by the way, so let's say those guys that are hosting need a break. Let's say they have bowel movements at the same time. Fade up a game.
Right.
And if the game goes to break, bring up another game. And if they're all in break, guess what? Run a commercial break from the game. It's not the worst thing in the world. If it happens once, so what?
Yeah, that really
not that
bothers
big a deal.
Me.
I agree with you. To me, the commercials on satellite, man, for a paid service.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It shouldn't be.
No, they should be. They should be limited to like 4 minutes an hour.
Because even
max.
Like Howard Stern has limited commercials. He really does.
He talks sometimes for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and then
break.
When he goes to a break, he's back pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's live. I do understand a live talk show.
So do I.
Having a break.
Yep, I
but
do too.
If you're like you said, if you have the ability to bring up a game and you're in the afternoon games and that and like and instead of like putting the game up or something, they'll like talk to a random player saying nothing and they'll put
that
in.
Yeah, they do that
often. It's like, come on.
Well, and the reporter in that city gets paid if they get a guest.
Yeah,
that I know. Been there, done that.
Yeah. So many things don't change in this business.
Yeah, well, if you got the same people in power.
Like nothing.
Like Steve Cohen's been running that station since, holy crap, it's got to be since like what, 2001, 2000? Like Steve's like the head of sports programming over there.
Yeah.
Spitz went over there a little while ago. Nick Pavlatos is still the NFL, Sirius NFL radio guy. Great guy, by the way.
I wonder how often they attempt to be a listener. It's like, let me see what the listener experience is.
That I don't know, but I will tell you that Eric will listen a lot, but I think as a boss. I don't know if he's doing it for enjoyment.
Or to see what it's like on a listener experience. He's looking for mistakes.
He's listening for content, yeah. Making sure the content's right. Is it flowing? Are you hitting the brakes? You know?
Like, and so many podcasts, maybe this one that we're talking into right now, just... Right to a in the middle of a sentence, they run commercials like the Joe Rogan one.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
He's in the middle of a sentence.
I know.
And it's like Athletic Greens, DraftKings.
I'm with you. I know.
ZipRecruiter. Although, look at me, I know all of his sponsors.
Yeah. By the way, those are also a lot of the same sponsors for a lot of different podcasts too. Which
right.
Is so weird.
Right.
I don't understand.
There's
really
certain companies
don't understand advertising
that just advertise on podcasts.
My God, amazing.
ZipRecruiter. And then other podcasts, no advertising.
Yeah. I know we have some, but I don't. When I listen, it's not much.
Yeah.
Which I don't get either.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on
okay.
in the world.
Go get into management. Get out of this and get into management.
But I would want
start
to change everything,
the world.
Jerry.
I gotcha. You would need to go to... I don't know. Could you do it here? I guess you could.
They need to put me in charge of podcasts here.
Would you really want to do that?
No. I like my fame. I like my fame here, Jerry.
What if your salary was doubled?
Yes, I'd be there in a second.
Al can be bought.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, everybody can.
For sure.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I like my fame. double your pay, gone.
Gone. I could start, really setting things up. But that every place
has to fire 75% of the podcast.
So many places have so many different levels of management. Sure. That's like, it's very difficult to get things changed.
Yeah, probably so, unless you have complete autonomy.
It's like we even say that with the president, whoever the president is. Like, it takes them a long time to change the slightest thing.
Right.
Just because there's so many checks and balances.
Mm-hmm. I know. Same thing with a company. Unless you own the company and you are, like, my company is me.
Yeah.
I do what I have to do, you know.
Or like what Elon Musk is doing with Twitter. He went in and cleared out.
Sure.
Or what Deion Sanders just said to the players in Colorado. Get in the transfer portal.
Exit left, guys.
Changing things up here.
If you guys didn't notice, you guys suck. I need football players.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hmm.
You want to spark change.
Yeah, I want to spark change.
Listen, I wanted to spark change by going and doing another radio show with you with limited commercials. That didn't work out.
Oh, yeah, within the company we wanted to. Yeah. We tried to do that.
Of course within the company. Well, I wouldn't say we tried to do that. I floated the idea.
We wanted to go to 92.3.
I did.
And do a limited commercial where when we needed a break, we'd play music.
Right, correct. And just a few live reads an hour.
Yep.
Pay a premium, but that's it. We do the live read, so you're never leaving us.
Right.
Thought that was a really good idea.
And they said, well, we don't want to do that. Then little did we know, it's because they were putting 10-10 wins on there.
Yeah. Like literally a week later.
Imagine we left our jobs to go do that, Jerry. sorry, we're going to have to let you guys go. We're flipping to 92.3
tomorrow.
What?
We'll give you a week severance.
Yeah. You guys are really doing great things, but we're going in a different direction.
We don't see it at this point.
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
But you were like, really, it seemed like it was terrific what you guys were up to. Unfortunately, it's not going to work for us.
That was funny.
Then I saw one other story. This is, Dan and Carteret went to see Guns N' Roses, I think over the summer.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And he caught a microphone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Axl Rose, I guess, at the end of the show, throws the microphone.
And he caught it.
Dan caught it.
Come on.
And Dan has a microphone.
Right. Was he put on eBay for her, or is he holding on
to it? No, I think he has it because he's a huge Guns N' Roses fan. It's a cool thing.
That is neat.
But I just read that Axl Rose recently threw the microphone out and clocked somebody in the head with it.
Well, that's like, yeah, if you're not paying attention.
So that's over with. He's no longer throwing the microphone out. So Dan may have gotten one of the last microphones that didn't clock someone
cool
in the head.
Would it be cool if it was the last
one? Yeah.
That would be neat.
Yeah. So
yeah,
more. That's... I wonder that too, like when they throw the drumsticks into the crowd.
Yeah. Or even at these sporting events when they have the guns shooting out the T-shirts. Now, most people are paying attention. A T-shirt's not going to hurt you.
Right.
But if you're close enough.
Or even like a baseball player is doing a nice thing, right? Final out of the inning, throws the ball up into the stands.
Correct.
If someone ain't looking.
Right in the face. And I guarantee you that's happened. No question that's happened.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's that's a shame.
Yeah, because how cool is that? By the way, it's a wireless microphone. Like that has to be $1,000 microphone, I would think.
You would certainly think so.
Right?
And Dan's got one.
Dan, that's one.
That is Dan and Carteret's. That's hilarious.
Now, I wonder if it's any good without the other part that has the signal. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Might have to, maybe you could buy the bass part of it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But then again, what would he want with that? I would put that in like a glass with the Guns N' Roses picture or something.
You're right.
That's cool.
It'd be cool if someone had a picture, like had the video of him throwing it out and Dan catching it.
Well, actually, Dan said he got it off the ground.
Oh, really?
It was dropped and fumbled and he went down.
He's lucky he got up.
And saw it and grabbed it. Yeah.
Good for him.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's very cool. It'd be like you getting, Bruce's guitar being thrown out.
Or a guitar pick. Yeah. I'd be into just having a guitar pick.
It's kind of small.
From somebody cool.
Yeah.
That they threw out to you.
Good luck finding that.
Yeah.
A needle haystack.
Right. Right. You got to catch, somehow grab
False
that in midair.
Beer syrup. Yeah. Sticky on the floor.
Grab it.
Ugh, gross. That was another thing, Bruce. He referenced Freehold and Colts Neck living in Ocean Township and, all these places that he grew. It was very cool.
Yeah.
That was neat known. Asbury Park, Stone Pony, he talked about. Good stuff.
Yeah. There's a great, There was a version of a song that he did in Boston a couple of years back that I saw on YouTube right before I moved to Bradley Beach. And it was the song Sandy, 4th of July, it's called. And he goes, he was like getting his guitar ready, and he was talking to the crowd. He goes, I wrote this song about this time of year. I was living in Bradley Beach, New Jersey.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's why you moved to Bradley
Beach.
That's
exactly it, Jerry. Absolutely.
Next
yeah,
did up, a good, Ocean Township.
He did a good job of name dropping a lot of those New Jersey
You'll
spots.
You'll be on the Bruce Holm tour.
Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome.
Good luck getting into Colts Neck.
I tried. I tried driving around. I could only get on the main road.
I meant buying.
Oh, buying Colts Neck. Yeah, good luck.
Right.
Good luck, Jerry. By the way, that reminds me. So a neighbor of mine, my neighbor who passed away, I'm very curious because his family is going to put his place on the market.
Sure.
I'm very curious now with mortgage rates being so high, what that goes for.
Might still be a good price. It just might not sell as quickly.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You start to think about like people have budgeted a monthly amount.
Yep.
And if the mortgage rate is high, then they're going to need the house to be lower.
Correct.
To hit that monthly budget.
Yep.
So I'm really curious what they put it up for, what it goes for, and how long it takes.
Yeah. And then you can see and make your plan.
What's my plan?
I don't know. You say you want to buy a house.
I do want to buy a house.
Right.
But don't you, as you get older, not want a house?
Correct. You're doing things in the reverse. Living alone.
I got everything backwards.
That's all right.
A lot of things backwards, Jerry.
Well, you got about 37 years left on this planet, so let's figure it out soon.
That seems like a lot.
It doesn't, actually, to me.
37?
You know why it doesn't? Because I've been with Kim now for 32 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That freaks me out.
That would freak me out as well.
Like, I saw she put my mom's birthday, which is next week, on the calendar. You know, has her age and everything. I'm like, wow. So when I got together with Kim, she was, oof, does that go quick? That's freaky to me.
Yeah. Could be.
Like, I might not be alive in the next 32 years. I don't know. Might not be alive next year, but certainly hope so. But, like, it's very real, very quick.
You could also think, though, do you think you're going to sit through 37 more Jets seasons? Like, I couldn't imagine that.
Without a Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Poor Joe. I'll never forget working with him back in the late 90s. And he's like, I can't. Some point, bro, they got to win before I die. Well, you know what, Joe? Better hope Mike White's the guy now.
Right.
Because I don't know how many more you got.
It's unbelievable.
Never forget. He always told me, as soon as I die, go bet them to win the Super Bowl. Okay. It's kind of morbid, but.
Yeah, but.
I've never forgotten that.
Right. Put some money on the Jets.
Stay alive, Joe, please.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
We'll be back here tomorrow. See you.